Former Walker aide Tim Russell was arrested on 2 felony charges and 1 misdemeanor for allegedly running a dummy corporation to embezzle money that was donated for veterans. He was arrested as part of an ongoing John Doe investigation. His arrest stemmed from a tip from Walker's chief of staff when Walker was Milwaukee County executive, a point the governor continued to hit during a stop in La Crosse today.
The bottom line is the reason the district attorney looked into this was because my chief of staff, after consulting with me, brought that to the DA's attention.
Indeed, Walker's office tipped the Milwaukee County District Attorney that money raised in 2008 was unaccounted for. Control over the fundraising was shifted from the Milwaukee Order of the Purple Heart to the American Legion. But then Walker himself signed an order in 2009 that shifted control over the money to a corporation run by Russell, where Russell allegedly took it for himself. Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate said that made the governor's explanation absurd.
His self-serving explanation is like the arsonist seeking praise for lighting a fire and then calling the fire department.
Also today, the state Democratic Party filed a new complaint alleging the governor violated campaign finance law by not reporting that Russell purchased Walker's campaign websites. Walker campaign spokeswoman Sierra Matthews said none of the purchases were authorized by Walker. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.